So every week, we check in with America's Test Kitchen for their advice on home cooking. But this week, we're taking a little left turn to talk about an ingredient for which there are hardly any recipes at all, and how tricky it is to learn to cook with it. So our managing producer, Sally Swift, talks cannabis with Dan Souza, executive editor of Cook Science.
Hey, Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dan, I want to talk to you about something a little bit different today. I want to talk about cannabis cooking. You know, since so many states have legalized it and people are starting to really work on edibles, chefs are totally digging in with it. I'm wondering what you guys have figured out at Cook Science about what's going on with marijuana and cooking.
Sally, I never thought you'd ask me about weed. So at Cook Science, we are totally fascinated with this kind of burgeoning industry. And we reached out to an awesome journalist, Andy Wright, and she reported this great piece for us about the edible marijuana industry. And it's kind of in its infancy, but it's growing in some interesting ways. And so the big thing that we realized and that Andy realized in her reporting is that eating weed has kind of a PR problem. And the reason is...
Because it's not delicious.
Yeah. Well, and taste is probably the smallest factor in that. The bigger thing is that anyone who's tried eating weed at some point in their life has that bad experience. When you eat marijuana, it takes a long time to set in, and a lot of times you end up overdosing, and then it has a really long kind of half-life. So it stays with you for a long time, and you feel the effects. So there are chefs out there. Andy talked to one named Chris Sage out in Northern California, also known as the Herbal Chef, about some of the challenges around that. And he's doing, you know, things that really elevate eating weed way beyond a stoner activity. He's having multi-course gourmet THC-infused dinners in a style that he describes as French with Italian and Middle Eastern influence. So this is really different. But Chris Sage and a lot of these other chefs are facing big challenges. And so I mentioned some of the issues around kind of the PR stuff around eating marijuana. But a lot of these guys really have to kind of don their science cap and become scientists in order to figure out how to do this stuff.
Because how do you figure out how much THC there is in? You don't know unless you're buying it from a dispensary, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So you don't know how much is in there. So let's say you're buying weed and it's not from a dispensary. You don't know exactly the composition of that weed. So that's one problem. The next level is in raw weed, cannabis, there's actually no THC, which is the psychoactive component that makes you high. There's a precursor to it called THCA. And in order to convert THCA to THC, you need to go through a step called decarboxylation. It sounds pretty technical, but it's really just heating it up to a certain temperature, usually about 240 degrees, in order to convert it over to THC. So when you're decarboxylating your marijuana, you don't know how much THCA you've converted over to THC. So that's another issue. Then you don't know how much you extract into whatever fat that you're trying to infuse the THC into, whether it's butter or coconut oil.
And is that the classic, is that how cooks manipulate pot? They basically get it into some kind of fat?
Well, so THC is very fat soluble. So that is usually the case. They're using, you know, butter is the classic one, but people are testing things with olive oil and, you know, less saturated fats to see kind of the effect that they get. You can also do an alcohol extraction, but and chefs are trying some really interesting things, whether they're using a sous vide extraction. So it's, you know, sealed in a container and cooked at a low temperature for a long time to see if that pulls out more THC. They've tried with pressure cookers. There are some that are going full chemist and using a roto-evaporator, which is a kind of a fancy piece of equipment that can you can basically separate out certain compounds that you want in a really sophisticated way. So basically anything you see happening in restaurants, you know, fancy restaurants trying to improve flavor or texture, like the chefs are throwing at marijuana to make kind of the best edibles. But so there's all these scientific challenges to it.
So those pot brownies of long ago were actually pretty brilliant devices because it was indeed fat and all that cocoa covers the taste, right?
That's right. What's really interesting is a lot of these chefs now, like brownie is almost kind of a bad word. What they're really trying to do is elevate this cuisine away from that. We're talking about tasting menus where there's, you know, THC-infused foie gras in one sample, and people are willing to pay hundreds of dollars for it. So there's definitely a desire for this, and it's really, it's up to these chefs to navigate a lot of the scientific and legal challenges that are kind of in their way to making this happen.
Well, and this is the other issue is, of course, marijuana is legal in certain states in the District of Columbia, but it's not federally legal.
That's right. And what's really interesting, so at Cook Science, when we do a big story like this, we always like to come back to the test kitchen and develop recipes and run experiments that really tie back to it. So you kind of get that full, you know, something you can make at home that ties you to the story.
Right. And so we do you have a brownie recipe for us?
Well, we had really high hopes, no pun intended, of doing this, but we ran into some serious challenges. I mean, one, how do we do tastings? I mean, we taste things constantly in the kitchen, and how do we have repeated tastings over the day and to figure out how these things taste and how they work? You know, we're also dealing with the fact that it isn't federally legal to do this. So while Massachusetts is a pot-friendly state, you know, our legal team was a little bit concerned whether, you know, that would actually be a good idea for us to do. So our experience really mirrored what a lot of these chefs are dealing with. So there's big demand, and I think we're going to see a lot of things happen in this industry. But, you know, there's a lot of roadblocks in the way still.
It's very interesting. Thanks for filling us in.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Dan Souza is executive editor of Cook Science at America's Test Kitchen. You can find their article on cooking with cannabis at splendidtable.org.